USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Attorneys for Lori and Chad Daybell, charged with conspiracy to kill their children in Idaho and steal their Social Security benefits, asked a judge on Tuesday to send the case back to the grand jury because they say the indictment is confusing. Arizona charges against Lori are on hold for now. People in Arizona and Nevada are facing unprecedented water shortages on the Colorado River. The Bureau of Reclamation said Tuesday there will be less water available next year from the river that serves 40 million people in the West and Mexico. Syria's foreign minister denied Wednesday it's holding a U.S. journalist, Austin Tice, or other Americans after President Biden accused the Syrian government of detaining him. Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney loses her re-election campaign in a blowout to lawyer Harriet Hageman Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Planned Parenthood, the nation's leading health care and abortion provider, plans to spend a record $50 million ahead of November's midterm elections, pouring money into contests where access to abortions will be on the ballot. The group's previous election advertising buy was $45 million back in 2020. As the CDC dropped COVID-19 restrictions in America, Disney Cruise Lines won't ease their restrictions until next month.
Disney Cruise Line is loosening some of its COVID-19 restrictions. The cruise line says starting September 2nd, vaccinations won't be required for guests under 11 years old if they're sailing out of the United States or Canadian ports. However, testing will continue to be required for all guests. The change is to be implemented less than a month after the CDC dropped its program tracking cruise ships. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
In the final frontier, Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski advanced from her primary, along with Kelly Chewbacca, her GOP rival, endorsed by President Trump, while Republican Sarah Palin was among the candidates bound for the November general election in the race for Alaska's only House seat. The state of Florida, always one step ahead of the federal government in D.C., is setting up plans now to combat the army of IRS agents hired by the Democrats to squeeze every penny out of hardworking Americans. The Florida CFO, Jimmy Petronas, says if these new agents step out of line in Florida, they will be met with the long arm of the law.
87,000 new IRS agents will now be hired. Now, the wealth has moved to Florida. If we look over just the past year, $23 billion of new annual income just last year alone has moved to the state of Florida. One, we're going to require all state chartered banks to report any type of IRS engagement. We're going to require licensure of all IRS agents as they enter into the state of Florida. And then there's going to be a fee that will be spun off from that license. That fee will go into a trust fund. That trust fund will then be a civil defense fund, or if it needs to be used for suits against the IRS for politically motivated targeting.
Join millions in celebrating today's Baby Boomers Recognition Day. Lance Fry, USA Radio News.